Bien.
Czech Republic's biggest golf tournament, the Moravia Silesia Open, has been won by Sweden's Oskar Henningsen. Henningsen, who's 23, fired a final round 67 to come from 3 back overnight. The Swede ended 13 under with Britain's Sam Little and Steve Webster tied for second. It was the first European Tour title for Henningsen, who won the Tour qualifying school last November. He described his feelings at the clubhouse in Chelyadna after Sunday's triumph.
It feels great, of course. I don't know what to say, really. I'm overwhelmed by it. I had no expectations that I'd win this week, and it feels strange. It feels, of course, I'm very, very happy. Tired at the moment. Still haven't really realized what I've done, I guess. I'll have a long trip home, 10 hours by car, so I'll hopefully have a lot of time to think my way through it and see what I've done.
There have, of course, been many great golfers from Sweden. So did Oskar Henningsen have a role model when he was younger?
I can't really say that I did. I'm not that interested in golf except playing it myself, to be honest. I don't really have a role model in the golf. I can say that one of the sports athletics that I admire the most is probably within tennis, by being Roger Federer. I think he's amazing. He's probably the most fantastic athletic there is. So if I have a role model, it probably be him.
The young Swedish golfer Oskar Henningsen, who won the Moravia Silesia Open on Sunday. Moving on to cycling now, and Roman Kreuziger came agonisingly close to winning the Classic San Sebastian on Saturday. He and Spain's Carlos Barredo had powered away near the finish of the 237-kilometre race, and the Czech was leading with only 250 metres of the Classic to go. However, Kreuziger, who said he was more worried the two would be caught by a chase group, was outsmarted by Barredo, who feigned tiredness before passing him by with a late sprint to win Spain's biggest one-day race. Roman Kreuziger, who's 23, recently came 9th in the Tour de France. In tennis, the Czech Republic's Lucia Hradecká has now reached 3 WTA singles finals and lost them all. On Sunday, Hradecká took on Vera Dushevina of Russia for the Istanbul Cup, but won just the single game as she lost 6-love 6-1 in only 42 minutes. However, Hradecká, who is 24, said despite her poor showing in the final, she felt the tournament as a whole had gone well for her. Finally, football and last season's champions Slavia Prague have gotten off to a poor start this time out. After drawing their first league game, Slavia, whose team now bears little resemblance to last season's lineup, were beaten 2-0 at Brno on Sunday. Their main rival Sparta are doing only marginally better. They have 2 points after 2 scoreless draws, the latest against Bohemians 1905 on Friday. That's all the sport for today.